Good morning and welcome to Market Minutes. Today is Tuesday, December the 27th, and I'm Mahalakshmi. Indian markets snapped their four-day losing streak yesterday, with the Nifty reclaiming the 18,000 mark. Sensex gained over 721 points and ended at 60,566. Broader markets also ended in the green, with the mid-cap index up about 2% and the small-cap index up about 3%. Markets witnessed some buying support after the sudden sell-off seen last week due to resurgence in COVID cases. Two global headlines also propelled markets higher yesterday. First was Russian President Vladimir Putin saying that he is willing to negotiate on Ukraine. Second, Bank of Japan's Governor Kuroda said that they will continue with the easy money policy despite widening yield band. But investors should not read too much into this bounce back, as global uncertainties remain and macroeconomic picture is not that promising. In fact, a report by Kotak Institutional Equities says markets in the first half of calendar 2023 will be very similar to that in 2022. They expect further consolidation in the Indian market over the next few months as all the negatives are fully digested. So what are these negatives? First is the rich valuations. Nifty's average PE for the time period 2000 to 2022 is 15 times. Nifty 50 is currently trading at 19.4 times FY24 estimates and 16.7 times FY25 estimates. In contrast, the MSCI Emerging Market Index has seen meaningful derating over the past 12 months on high interest rates. It's now trading near its long-term average of 11.5 times P/E ratio. Second, analysts at Kotak expect the RBI to hold peak policy rate at 6.25 to 6.5% for most of 2023 as the central bank gauges the impact of the monetary policy tightening on inflation. According to Sanjeev Prasad, CPI inflation will stay above 5% for most of FY24 and core inflation will be closer to 6%. As inflation stays above the target of the central banks, peak rates will be held for an extended period of time. We will catch up with Sanjeev Prasad on his detailed outlook for 2023 at 9 a.m. live on Money Control. Do tune into Money Control for that. Coming back to the Kotak strategy note, the brokerage sees low scope for positive earnings surprise next year as possibility of recession in the developed economies looms large. It estimates GDP growth rate at 6.8% in FY23 and 6% in FY24 because the analysts are seeing no visible pickup in domestic investment. Fiscal deficit is also likely to decline to 5.8% in FY24 from 6.7% in FY22 as election year approaches. Kotak's channel checks and conversations with companies also suggest a sharp drop in discretionary demand in the past few weeks. The slowdown in discretionary consumption could be due to a combination of various factors like possible slowdown in hiring in the organized sector, cooling off of pent-up demand after the festive season, high inflation eating into household savings, and increase in EMIs due to a sharp jump in interest rates. Given the underlying economic challenges, balance sheets of low-income households will recover gradually, so one cannot expect a rapid turnaround in demand. On top of this, the ongoing reopening of the Chinese economy after a prolonged period of zero COVID policy has the potential to further increase market volatility in the near term. That's what the analysts feel. Sharp surge in COVID-19 cases in China may actually test the resolve of the Chinese government, and so any policy reversal can again strain global supply chains and deepen the market weakness. Given the setup, Kotak Institutional Equities believe gradual derating of multiples of growth stocks will continue, and according to them, many growth stocks are yet to correct to lower multiples that are commensurate with higher interest rates. iShares, Asian Paints, Titan, L&T are some of the examples. So the bottom line is, it is hard to form a coherent investment strategy given large uncertainties in multiple variables. So a turnaround can be expected in second half once the negatives are digested. Now back to today's trade setup. Wall Street was closed for Christmas holidays, so we don't have too many global cues. Many experts believe investors shouldn't read too much into a single day rebound and should wait for the sustainability of the move. The next hurdle for the Nifty is in 18,150 to 18,200 zone, while the support is at 17,950. Have a wonderful trading day. Catch you tomorrow, same time.